Loving Death by Robbie Barton. If I can learn to love death, then I can begin to find refuge in change. Terry Tempest Williams. Ancestors, I do not envy you for your long-held panic, but rather love you for coming back to life in the face of death, for building community and marching for justice from 6 feet away, for rediscovering the essential guided by your own ancient biology. Ancestors, I cannot imagine what it felt like to tense and harden at your melanated brothers and sisters, to numb at their death, their pain, their lack of breath, yourselves taut in fear and strangers to your skin and pulse. Ancestors, I do not envy you for your brilliant ignorance, but rather love you for embracing the mystery, for giving up your fashioned crown to sway to wind's howl and the chorus of trees, for rebuilding from the walking, crawling, soaring wisdom of 4 billion years. Ancestors, I cannot imagine what it felt like to watch the permafrost melt and the oceans boil, to witness millions lost to violent storms and jagged wildfires, and know yourselves as the careless spark for all this earth-skin fire. Ancestors, I do not envy you for your unexpected sacrifice, but rather love you for your artful repurposing, for sifting through junk and sodden myths to find new creativity, for using the depth of loss as your deft canvas. Ancestors, I cannot imagine what it felt like to watch islands swallowed, cities deserted, and rainforests blanched, to see the faces of the refugees in boats, and the water wars rage, and walls go up, yourselves left helpless despite all your good intentions and Hail Mary mobilizations. Ancestors, I do not envy you for your tragic heroism, but rather love you for your active hope, for surrendering to your full-throated failures, cries in a cavernous truth mandala, for opening your heart to break again and again, like violent waves crashing. Ancestors, I cannot imagine what it felt like to see your neighbors evicted and friends stripped penniless, to watch the powerful few cudgel and cripple in the name of law, yourselves betrayed by the unquenchable pyramid of greed you held up. Ancestors, I do not envy you for your depthless loss, but rather love you for your vulnerability, for learning to embrace decay like maggots that gnaw carcass to bone, for burying yourselves deep in the humus so that we could sprout. Ancestors, I cannot imagine what it felt like to be consumed by the dark and learn to love disintegration, to be mourners, survivors, visionaries, and doulas all at once. Yourselves the fierce, wholehearted tendrils bound together through the turning.